Liam, I'm sure it's a disappointment to you with the scoreline tonight. What do you make of the overall of the game, though?
I think people will probably look at the scoreline and say, yeah, we've probably given it a good goal for the last 10 minutes. But when you look, actually, over the course of the 95 minutes we've played, 20 minutes of it, it was a lack of effort and a lack of willingness to do the basics. I always write on the board, take pride in what we do. And for those 20 minutes, we didn't do them, and we've given them four goals. We've not had to work hard for it. It's first balls, second balls. We know they were going to win the majority of the first balls. They're built as a team for that. Whether it's a runner off you, whether it's a ball, bouncing ball, those 20 minutes, we've given four goals. For 75 minutes of it, we've created a lot more chances. And yeah, it's, like I say, it's more difficult because we know there's a team in there that, including myself, that should be a lot higher than where we are. And we'll look back on it and reflect on it. And we've just had a chat in there, and we look over the course of the season about levels of consistency. I've just said to the lads, at any level of football, the teams who win and win leagues and get into playoffs are the teams who are the most consistent over the year. Looking back from Saturday to today, again, whether it's tiredness, whether it's just, like say, doing the basics, it can be tough. But yeah, I think it's a game of fine margins. The ball might bounce in the back of the net on one of the chances. Before you know it, it's 3-1, not 4-0. Penalty at the end, Stonewall, give every foul for 95 minutes, the one he only has to do. Don't mind saying it in front of refs. At half time, he even said, yeah, there's a lot of niggly fouls. He just shoved a bit back and threw him with his face into the dirt. They're the obvious ones, and yeah, like I say, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's the ref's fault, but the game didn't flow for probably both teams, and there's probably a few decisions that could have gone either way. But yeah, 4-2, that goes in, penalty 4-3, and there's still 3 or 4 minutes on the clock. I said at 4-1, I've seen funnier things happen, especially at our level of football where anything could happen. So yeah, it's a real tough one, and the lads, like you say, they know where we've gone wrong tonight, which is the most important thing. And like I say, it's more important they finish on a high on Saturday when we go to Workington away.
How much have injuries and changes to the team affected? I mean, we obviously lost Gabriel Johnson at half-time for what looked like an injury just before the break. I presume that was an enforced change. How much has that affected things in this run-out?
Yeah, it's tough. Like you say, we just lose Aidan Walker with his shoulder. Prince has been suffering for nearly 2.5 weeks. People are probably asking where he's been. He's not been dropped, he's been ill, and it happens. Like I say, the lads are working hard, and if you get ill, you get ill. Gab's been struggling with his knee, and he's just fell on it. I think they've landed on him, and you have to make those changes. I said to him, I'm not going to run you into the ground. More importantly, if I was a player and that was my manager, you'd like to be looking after him. And I said to Gab's, there's nothing more you can do there. It was an unforced change, but the good thing is, and whatever happens, I always say there's a group of lads in there where you have the ability to change shape like we did, and it probably benefited us. You've got lads who can play 3 or 4 positions. You look at Callum Murphy, he's played out wide, he's played in the 10, he's played up front tonight. Callum Chippendale, superb. Centre mid, right wing back, played off the right for a bit. You've got to be versatile, because at any level of football, if you don't have huge bodies, which at our level you don't, you've got to be able to adapt to certain games. And for the first 10-15 minutes, obviously they knew what they had to do in terms of their season. I said to the lads, it'll be like a hot potato, they'll be riled up, and it was bang on, and we just didn't get to grips with it in the first 10. And like I say, you score early on, it does take the wind out of you. And at 4-0, I write on the board, take pride in what we do. And what I said to the lads was, regardless of whether you're 4-0 down, 5-0 up, you just take pride in what we're doing. That's doing the right things and the way you conduct yourself on and off the pitch. And look back on that, other than the 20 minute spell where we've given 4 goals away, we've certainly done that.
It's obviously been a bit of a disappointing end to the season, end to the campaign, but we've got one more game to go, a trip to Workington, and an opportunity perhaps just to end the season on a high. It's an important, isn't it, to keep a bit of positivity towards the very end of the campaign?
Yeah, 100%. Like I say, you've got to go into Saturday and treat it like there's a lot on it. Whether you've got one game or you've got 100 games, your mentality needs to be the same. We all turn up and we all get paid to play football, and we should all want to win. Whether there's a lot riding on it or whether there's nothing, the lads will probably hammer me because I go on about it a lot, and people can see that probably from the sideline. you've got to care. If you don't care about how it looks or how you play or how you perform as a team or as an individual, there's no point doing it. So yeah, it's important just for the club itself, more importantly the fans who travel. It's not the shortest of journey to finish the season. And again, like I say, people, I always said, I've said it in a couple of interviews now, people will look back at our last bit of the run and judge us based on that, which they've got every right to do so. Okay, and we've got to take pride in what we do and make sure that we finish on a high and give it everything we can up until 5:30 on Saturday when, like you say, it'll be the last game of the season. Before you know it, lads, I've got a time to rest, and obviously before you know it, the season comes around quick enough and it'll be pre-season. But there's a lot of lads in there that'll probably learn from this season. Quite a lot of lads that have maybe not been in this position before, where when we get into the back end, the business end, we're in the shouts of a playoff. And I just said to the lads then, including myself, I experienced it at Hyde last year, getting beat on the last day. You come out of the playoffs, you come back a better player and, more importantly, a better individual, more mature, a sense of what you need to do to get over that line. So there's a lot of lads in there that will probably, wherever they're on loan or they're a young lad, they'll come back much better players because, fingers crossed, we're in this position this time next year. And the conversation's a lot different, and we come off that pitch knowing that we've got two more games rather than, obviously, at the end of the season on Saturday, there's a playoff semi and a playoff final, or even a promotion. So, yeah, it's always difficult when you've got nothing riding on it. And I said to the lads, even at 4-0 down, take pride in what we do. There's nothing to lose, there's no pressure. And like I say, at times, the football we played and how we adapted to the different situations and formation worked really well. And that's all you can ask for lads to do. But more, it always starts, whether it's on a Monday, how you prep, how you come out, how you conduct yourself in the warm-up, how you act in the clubhouse. You've got to do those little things because it's a privilege to play football, especially at non-league level. And at the moment, some lads have probably had a bit of an eye-opener in terms of that, and it's been an honest conversation, but we're certainly not going to put a damper on it. The way we've conducted ourselves over the course of the season and how we've stuck together, it's probably been the most up and down season maybe in a long time, especially for myself. I've been a gaffer twice, 3-month injury, not player. It's difficult for everyone in there to get to grips with because some people have probably never experienced it themselves. So yeah, there's lots to look back on, but more importantly, everything goes into Thursday now, ready for Saturday. And like I say, that final game, you want to give something back to the fans.
And finally, I was just going to ask you actually how you found these two experiences interim, because the first one obviously went very well and we got into a real groove from it. You've had a much harder time, I think, into this run out. You've two experiences that will set you well and stead in future potential managerial career.
Yeah, most definitely. I said to the lads, people will just expect me coming back in, we'll just win every game. And I said to the lads, it don't work like that. I said, you could beat a team 15-0 on a Saturday. If you don't turn up on the Tuesday, you're going to get beat. So yeah, it's been difficult, but it's worth all the stress. As daft as it sounds, it's been nice that as a club, 26 years old, and to be asked to do it and take on that role, from a personal point of view, it's really pleasing. And probably, as daft as it sounds, a bit cheesy, but a proud moment, because there's not many people at 26 who get the opportunity to do so. So from a player point of view, it'll certainly help me next season as well, because you see the game differently from the sideline. So those little key moments where a gaffer might tell you something next year and you think differently, you've got to remember the game looks a whole different kind of ball game on the sideline. Whether that's you sat in the stands, whether you're behind the goal, whether you're in the dugout, the games look completely different. And that's something that I've completely took away from it. And it's a credit to those people who are managers at non-league level, because people just see 3 o'clock kickoffs, quarter to 8 kickoffs. They don't see the planning, the training, working with players, working with other staff, working with the board, the directors, whoever it is. There's a lot that goes into a quarter to 8 kickoff. So yeah, for me personally, it's been nice. It's probably not been the season I expected. Like I say, I came to the club and got announced as club captain and pride myself on being a goal scoring midfielder, and the injury knocked me back 3 months, and like I say, maybe coming in and out of team and trying to get that run, it doesn't happen, but I'll certainly come back a better individual. And like I said, I just want to reiterate the point that those lads in there will certainly come back better players, because there's a lot to learn from this season. And although it's not how we all expected, over the longevity of maybe the next 3 or 4 years, these lads in there that will probably look back on it and go, I needed that, because it'll certainly boost some people's careers and make them perform better.